What keeps a marriage? What keeps a healthy marriage? Love? Money? Children? Or other things? A couple's age, previous relationships, and even whether they smoke or not are factors that influence whether their marriage is going to last, according to a study by researchers from the Australian National University. The study entitled, What's Love Got to Do With It?, tracked nearly 2,500 couples, married or living together, from 2001 to 2007, to identify factors associated with those who remained together compared with those who divorced or separated. It found that a husband who is 9 or more years older than his wife is twice as likely to get divorced as are husbands who get married before they turn 25. Children also influence the longevity of a marriage or relationship, with 1/5 of couples who have kids before marriage, either from a previous relationship or in the same relationship, having separated compared to just 9% of couples without children born before marriage. Women who want children much more than their partners are also more likely to get a divorce. A couple's parents also have a role to play in their own relationship, with the study showing some 16% of men and women whose parents ever separated or divorced experienced marital separation themselves, compared to 10% for those whose parents did not separate. And couples where one partner smokes and the other doesn't are also more likely to have a relationship that ends in failure. Not surprisingly, money also plays a role, with up to 16% of respondents who indicated they were poor or where the husband, not the wife, was unemployed, saying they had separated compared with only 9% of couples with healthy finances. In this study of married men and women, the majority of wives, 59%, said they would divorce immediately if their future economic security was assured. The survey of 2,000 adults revealed that 12% would stay in an unhappy relationship just for an easy life. Almost a third of those polled were concerned they would be left with absolutely nothing if they walked out on their marriage. The Pew Research Center's survey on marriage and parenting found that children had fallen to 8 out of 9 on a list of factors that people associate with successful marriages, well behind sharing household chores, good housing, adequate income, a happy sexual relationship, and faithfulness. Chore sharing was cited as very important by 62% of respondents, up from 47% in 1990. A spokesman for the Marriage Counseling Service, Relate, said, "It's so easy for married couples to get stuck in a rut once the realities of paying the bills and getting the children's breakfast sets in." Also, partners who are on their second or third marriage are 90% more likely to separate than spouses who are both in their first marriage. Factors found to not significantly affect separation risk include the number and age of children born to a married couple, the wife's employment status, and the number of years the couple had been employed. There are a lot of things we must consider to sustain a happy marriage. Take good care of it. Don't let it go to an end so easy.